This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. We wish our listeners a happy World Radio Day today. This day is observed every year on the 13th of February to celebrate radio as a forum for entertainment and information, as a bridge of communication for remote communities and its role in empowering people. Today, February 13th, is celebrated as World Radio Day to recognize radio's role in communication, education, and social engagement. It also promotes radio's ability to reach a wide audience, especially in times of need. Radio has played an instrumental role in fostering communication, education, and public awareness for over a century. This year's theme is Radio and Climate Change, a powerful tool for climate action. This theme underscores radio's ability to disseminate critical information about climate change, promote green practices, and amplify voices advocating for environmental sustainability. Radio serves as a vital platform for awareness campaigns, scientific discussions, and grassroots movements addressing the climate crisis. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, yesterday said that India will become the third largest economy in the world by 2029. Addressing a press conference on Union Budget 2025-26 in Agartala, Mr. Sonowal said that the policies and programs adopted by the government have raised the socio-economic standards of the people in the country. The minister said first-time women entrepreneurs from the SC and ST community will get loans up to 2 crore rupees. He said the northeastern states are being driven to the development pathway. The region, enriched with agriculture and horticulture, sees newer heights. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, who also holds the finance portfolio, chaired the state's first ever pre-budget consultation for the 2025-26 fiscal year yesterday. The discussion focused on revenue augmentation, fiscal management, and citizen participation in the budget-making process. Delivering the keynote address, Chief Minister underscored the importance of public engagement. Talking about the financial growth in the state, the Chief Minister said, Meghalaya's 16.2% growth rate surpassing the national average reflects this progress. On tax collection, the Chief Minister stated that the tax collection has doubled in 6 years from 1,450 crore to 3,217 crore. He also said that the excise revenue alone surged from 199 crore in 2018 to 458 crore in the last fiscal, with expectations of crossing 500 crore this year. The Chief Minister attributed the growth in revenue collection to policy reforms and technology-driven monitoring systems that have curbed the revenue leakages. In Meghalaya, Southwest Garo Hills District Administration, in collaboration with the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, under the ISEA project, marked Safer Internet Day with an awareness campaign to promote safe and responsible internet use at Ampati. District Deputy Commissioner Hema Nayak highlighted the importance of responsible online behavior, cybercrime reporting mechanisms, and fostering a safer digital environment. Presentations by District Informatics Officer, NIC, focused on cyber threats, cyber hygiene, and practical measures to mitigate risks. The event reinforced the theme, Together for a Better Internet, emphasizing the shared responsibility of individuals and institutions in ensuring a safer digital space. And in Meghalaya, the Ribhoi District Administration has made extensive preparations for the upcoming election to the Khasi Hills Autonomous District Council, scheduled for February 21st. Speaking to Newspersons, Additional Deputy Commissioner of Ribhoi, Balakinti Rani said that the election branch has implemented key measures to ensure a smooth, transparent and efficient electoral process. She also said that there are 331 polling stations which have been set up across the district and 3 companies of police personnel will be deployed to maintain law and order. She also stated that all necessary procedures are being carried out as per the prescribed guidelines. Officials are committed to a free, fair and secure election process. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.